The US President Donald Trump is still insisting that America needs ownership of Greenland, telling the New York Times that it was psychologically needed for success. He also said he didn't need international law and acknowledged that there may be a choice between seizing Greenland and preserving NATO. Speaking at a news conference this morning, the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said she didn't believe the United States would use military force to seize Greenland. Our Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy is in Greenland today. Edmund, what do Donald Trump's comments in the New York Times, what do they tell us, do you think, about what's really driving his ambition to take Greenland?
Well, Rachel, it's remarkable because President Trump is essentially admitting that all of his previously stated justifications for taking Greenland don't actually hold up. He acknowledges that the US has the right under existing treaties to reopen military bases in Greenland. So those national security concerns are already addressed. But he says ownership is psychologically needed for success. And that's extraordinary. He's telling us that this isn't about strategy or security. It's about the psychology of possession. It's about demonstrating American power. And when asked what matters more, Greenland or NATO, he said it may end up being a choice. So he's willing to sacrifice the most successful military alliance in history for what he admits is a psychological need.
How significant then do you think it is that even the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who has long been seen as one of Donald Trump's closest allies in Europe, that she's warning that military action would have grave consequences for NATO?
Well, it's hugely significant, Rachel, really. Giorgia Meloni is one of Donald Trump's few genuine ideological allies in Europe. She was the only EU leader invited to his inauguration. They share views on immigration, nationalism, all the kinds of traditional values. And she's been described as his whisperer, the bridge between Washington and Brussels. So when even she is drawing a line and warning that this would have grave consequences for NATO, it shows just how unprecedented and dangerous this moment is. But here's the thing. She also said she doesn't believe that Donald Trump will actually use military force. And I think that might be wishful thinking. After Venezuela, after his comments overnight about not needing international law, I'm not sure anyone can confidently say what Donald Trump will or won't do.
Edmund Heafy in Greenland, thank you for joining us this afternoon.